This goes to Dr. Ausiello, Ausiello, fax 616-754-1062, regarding Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, date of birth 10/10/1940. Dear Dr. Ausiello, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Snyder with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, atrial fibrillation, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 3rd of 2022. She developed some increased shortness of breath and now is back in atrial fibrillation persistently. She's seen her cardiologist, Dr. Mander, and he'll be performing a cardioversion within the next week or two to help, hopefully, to put her back into sinus rhythm. He's also going to be increasing her sotalol, S-O-T-A-L-O-L, from 80 milligram twice a day to 120 twice a day. And he switched her from verapamil, 180 milligram daily, to metoprolol, 25 milligram twice a day for rate control. That is helping the rate, she reports. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. She does have the chronic dyspnea and some palpitations with the atrial fibrillation. No chest pain. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no current edema. Medication list is reviewed. I also want to highlight the Lasix 20 milligram daily in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight is 206 pounds, and that's completely unchanged from her last visit. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112 over 82, and pulse 75, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is irregular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. The rate is in the 70s. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 15th of 2023. Creatinine is stable and slightly improved at 1.00. Estimated GFR is 56. Electrolytes are normal. Glucose was 125. Calcium 9.1. Albumin is 3.9. Phosphorus 3.1. Hemoglobin is 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels and no progression of illness. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently controlled. 3, persistent atrial fibrillation. And her medications are being adjusted by her cardiologist, and she is anticipating another cardioversion this month if the medication changes are not effective in converting her back to sinus rhythm. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.